Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 22, 2025, and here are our top stories. OpenAI funding, AI detection, Google Gemini, U.S.-China tensions. OpenAI funding. A significant investment of $11.6 billion U.S. dollars is powering up a new data center in Abilene, Texas. Crusoe, the operator, and Blue Owl Capital are behind this financing, raising the total project funding to $15 billion U.S. dollars. Once completed next year, this will be the largest data center serving OpenAI. The facility will feature 8 buildings, each housing up to 50,000 NVIDIA Blackwell chips, specialized for training large language models. OpenAI, previously reliant on Microsoft's infrastructure, has now partnered with Oracle to lease and equip the site for 15 years. This move is a strategic step towards enhancing OpenAI's independence by expanding its own infrastructure. AI detection. Google has introduced the new SynthID detector tool, designed to quickly identify whether content has been created using Google's own AI tools. Described as a verification portal by Google DeepMind's Pushmeet Kohli, this tool can efficiently spot AI-generated content and pinpoint which parts are likely to contain a SynthID watermark. These watermarks are applied to a variety of AI outputs, including images, text, audio, and videos. The tool works by scanning uploaded media for watermarks and highlighting specific sections where they are most likely found. Currently, Google is rolling out SynthID detector to early testers. Google Gemini. Gemini is Google's shining star at the 2025 I.O. conference, featuring prominently in nearly every announcement. With 7 million developers already working with Gemini models, the platform shows a stunning 50-fold increase in monthly token throughput, reaching 480 trillion tokens. Beyond a mere product, Gemini serves as the backbone for various Google services like Android, Chrome, and Workspace. Models range from Gemini Nano to the current Gemini 2.5 Pro, which leads benchmarks such as the US Math Olympiads and Live Code Bench, performing tasks like real-time camera stream analysis and podcast generation. Meanwhile, Apple battles technical chaos with Siri, still relying on a hybrid architecture known internally as Two Brains. This outdated setup causes a constant stream of bugs and blocks significant advancements. Apple aims to replace Siri's legacy system with a new LLM architecture under development in Zurich. Until then, Siri's next major update is delayed until the spring of 2026, with performance rates for key functions stagnating between 66 and 80%. Apple has replaced AI chief John Gianandrea with hardware manager Mike Rockwell to lead this transformation. The core difference lies in their strategic direction. Siri started as an iPhone feature, while Gemini is designed as an independent cloud product generating revenue. Google offers 2 paid tiers, Gemini AI Pro and AI Ultra, with rapid access for developers to tools like Flow and Jules through Vertex AI, contrasting with Siri's limited third-party integration. U.S.-China tensions. In a twist to ongoing global trade dynamics, semiconductor tensions between the U.S. and China are heating up again. Beijing's Commerce Ministry recently made waves with a statement warning of legal repercussions for those enforcing U.S. export restrictions on Huawei's AI chips. This is a direct response to a directive from the Trump administration on May 13th, which, alongside the revocation of Joe Biden's AI diffusion rule, reminded companies that using Huawei's Ascend AI chips globally was against U.S. export laws. Amid the friction, the U.S. Commerce Department has altered the controversial wording from its initial guidance. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.